right, take two. You ready, Takesha? Be like I said before, 9:15 will start. Universe. All right, let's take two. Welcome to the meeting of the Board of Recreation and Parks Commission. Today is September 19th, 2024. This board meeting is being conducted in person. All public comments will be taken in person only, and each speaker will be granted a maximum of 2 minutes. Takesha, can you call for the roll, please?
Will do, Madam President. Commissioner Hutton.
Present.
Commissioner Tran.
Present.
Commissioner Lloyd.
Present.
President Semerol.
Present.
And we have quorum, Madam President.
Thank you. Our first order of business is to approve the motion. Excuse me, approve the minutes from September 5th, 2024. Do I have a motion?
Motion to approve.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Takesha, can you call for the vote?
Will do, Madam President. We have a motion and a second to approve the regular minutes from September 5th, 2024. Commissioner Lloyd, how do you vote?
Aye.
Commissioner Hutton, how do you vote?
Aye.
Commissioner Tran, how do you vote?
Aye.
President Semerol, how do you vote?
Aye.
And the motion carries.
Thank you. Our next order of business is a general manager's update. Mr. Rudnick is in for Mr. Kim.
Thank you. Good morning, members of the public, commissioners and members of staff. Matthew Rudnick, executive officer, filling in for general manager Jimmy Kim. Good morning. I want to start by asking our superintendent for the West Region, Sonia Young Jimenez, to come up and give a introduction to staff and the facility here at Palisades.
Good morning. Good morning, commissioners, public and staff. My name, like you said, is Sonia Young Jimenez. I'm the superintendent over the West Region and Venice Beach as well. I wanted to introduce our staff today. We have Ramon Cerrillos, our principal recreation supervisor two in the back, as well as our supervisor Juan Soto, Melody Gutierrez, Leslie Richter, and Courtney Norris. And those are our team here in the West Region. So thank you, guys. We also have the director today, our senior director, Jasmine Dalashati, and our director, Daisy Garcia. They're running around, probably. But thank you guys for hosting us today. Here at Palisades Rec Center, we offer a variety of sports and classes. Basketball is our very popular sport. As you see, we have a beautiful facility here. We also have our beautiful Veterans Gardens, kind of where you guys parked this morning. Hope you're able to take a look at it. It's a beautiful garden space outside and one of the only bocce courts in our system here at Palisades. Many community members also enjoy tennis, our baseball programs, pickleball. In 2022, we opened the majestic George Wolfborg Portrero Canyon. It's right behind us here. If you guys are able to go, the views are amazing of the beach. It's a beautiful walk down. You can hike down to Portrero Canyon. Very nice. I also wanted to thank our maintenance staff and all our behind the scenes people. You saw them beautifying this park this morning. The park looks great today. Thank you, everybody. They fix everything here, our infrastructure, and work really hard to keep our park clean. I want to thank our superintendent, Raul Leon, our construction maintenance supervisor, Scott Bachman, the principal ground maintenance supervisor, Robert Buenostro, and then our senior park maintenance supervisor, Leo Floyd. On the grounds here, we have Adriana Aquino and Yesenia Arredondo and Regina. So thank you, everybody, for your work here at Palisades.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, ma'am.
When I came in this morning, it was a little difficult to find parking, and then I only saw a couple people in the park. Who are those cars that are parked here?
Well, we do have our tennis program starts early in the morning, and we do have some classes and preschool. So there probably are some programs already going on this morning. Parking's always a challenge here in Palisades. So it's always very difficult to find parking. So I'm not sure exactly where everyone's from, but our maintenance staff and other staff got here early too. So,
okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Sonia. A few updates for the department. It's been a few weeks since we met. With the exception of our special meeting earlier this week, but I did want to give a thanks to our emergency management division and our field staff. We opened a total of 7 cooling centers during our kind of high heat. The heat wave we had served just under 2,000 residents at those cooling centers. I also want to thank our park ranger division They were on the front lines working hand in hand with the fire department during the extreme heat, particularly addressing brush fires in the Sepulveda Basin. So I want to thank our park rangers for their work during that time as well. And also we dished demobilized a Alpine Rec Center as an activation for shelter due to a fire in the Chinatown area. I want to thank the staff that participated in supporting that activation as well. Just a few other updates. We're entering in our fall program season. For more information about our fall sports, classes, and other activities, please visit laparks.org. Staff is working on a variety of report backs for the commission, and so you'll see those on future agenda items in the months ahead. And then lastly, I did want to put on the commission's radar and something we likely will be reporting back on in the near future. The City Council this week adopted a series of recommendations that request Rec and Parks and other departments to study from an environmental perspective the pros and cons and mostly the environmental impacts of synthetic turf fields with a look at potentially phasing out synthetic turf fields based on concerns relative to heat and the materials used for the synthetic fields. So we'll be coming back to the board given the number of synthetic turf fields out in the park system. And with that, that concludes my updates. Happy to take any questions.
Thank you, Matthew. Any questions for Matthew? No? All right, thank you. With that, we'll move on to general public comment. Takesha, can you conduct general public comment?
Will do, Madam President. We'll move on to the general public comments. I will call the first three constituents to come up to the podium to make a public comment. You will be granted a maximum of 2 minutes. And if you have further requests, you may send them to our RAP inbox at rap.commissioners@lacity.org. I'm going to call the first three constituents. Zora Fahim, Sandra Bell, and Valina Sterna.
What I'm here to present to you today was over 3,000 pages. Therefore, in the interest of saving trees, you will receive this information via email. On behalf of Los Angeles Alliance for Animals and In Defense of Animals, which has over 250,000 members, today we are here to present to you more than 12,000 emails sent to you urging for a non-animal model. Last November 2023, we presented another 12,000 emails also urging for a non-animal model. On another day, we reached out to more Angelenos and have 1,503 LA voters who have reached out to you for a non-animal model. Then on behalf of my organization, I am presenting to you 2,404 LA voters calling upon a ban on pony rides. So when it relates to the Olympics, tourists will not come here if you're exploiting animals in city parks against the will of the people. All in all, this is 106,625 individuals that we have contacted and who we've been in contact with calling upon a non-animal model. Majority of demographics who responded to your surveys, 55 and plus female Caucasian. What happened to creating something for ethnic minorities, low socioeconomic population? The question on the survey, do you want pony rides to return, is an extremely biased question. There is zero context provided to the person taking the survey as to why the operation was terminated due to animal abuse. This question result should be thrown out. The entire report is compromised because you can clearly see how biased the consulting group is. Did Joe Solis create these questions? Why is Rec and Park allowing conflict of interest involved in the gathering process? Thank you so much for always listening to us and for all that you do. Thank you.
I want to make an announcement that Vice President Sanchez has joined the meeting. Sandra Bell.
Good morning. I'm Sandra. I just, you know, I've already said everything. I come to all the meetings practically. And I just wanted to say that I noticed that this last meeting we had on Monday that that with any random call made to the public, unless they have an argument for and an argument against and rebuttals like that, they don't really know. Of course, they're probably going to say, yes, pony rides, that's good for the children. I just wanted to me, it just struck me that a random call to people in the population, they're always going to say yes to the pony rides because they don't know what we know. So that was my main point today. And also, I don't think that any animal model belongs between the freeway and the main Crystal Springs Drive. It's too thin of a swath of land, and there's just better use for it. So I don't think we need an animal model at all, and certainly not pony rides. Thank you so much. I'm getting to know all of your faces, and thank you for your good energy when you open the meetings. Bye.
Thank you. Belina Serna.
Good morning, dear commissioners. I'm a member of Resilient Palisades, a local environmental group in the so-called SoCal Stop Artificial Task Force. Given Tuesday's passing on Council File 2406, which asked city departments and agencies report back on the impacts of artificial turf of human health and environmental and wildlife, as the city is looking to transition away from artificial turf towards nature-based solutions, there are two proposed installations of artificial turf here in the Palisades. One, Pally Baseball Field above George Wolf Patrol Park, a nature habitat restoration corridor, and a dog park along PCH and Temescal. Both are not consistent with California Coastal Commission, which conditioned a 3-acre baseball field at UC Santa Barbara for natural grass only, citing concerns about microplastic. We urge you to reconsider and take into account the real impacts and costs of artificial turf. There have been class action lawsuits for contaminated water and exposure of artificial turf forever chemicals. Artificial turf is environmentally harmful and also poses significant health concerns. The typical lifespan of artificial turf, 8 to 15 years, because of its mixed plastic materials, will never be economically viable or recyclable. In areas like Pacific Palisades, exposure to marine salinity and sun deterioration significantly reduce this lifespan. This introduces natural budgetary cycles. Artificial turf is considered impervious surface, meaning it prevents the significant impedes the filtration of water into the underlying soil, recharging the aquifers. The installation of artificial turf can lead to increased stormwater runoff associated with flood risk. Just this year in Pacific Palisades, we received 12 inches of rain in less than 24 hours. According to Penn State, 1 inch of rainfall on an acre of impervious surface produces 27,000 gallons of stormwater to manage. Installing impermeable surface above a known landslide-prone area, such as George Wilpatura Park, where runoff for 1 acre of impervious surface is equivalent to the runoff of 20 acres of grassland, a properly designed and maintained grass field would reduce stormwater management, reducing millions of gallons of stormwater runoff per year. Soil are an ecosystem of microorganisms, bacteria, fungi, and other organisms that break
down. Thank you for your time. Thank you.
Okay. Please no turf.
I'm going to bring up the next three. Holly Batt, Donna Birkins, and Randy Young. You may begin.
Hi, I'm Polly Batt, and I and many people here would like to thank you for implementing our pilot pickleball program here at the park. And I'd also like to give special thanks to Jasmine and Sonia for really helping us with all the details of this program. And I'm really grateful that we've shown that there's a lot of big interest in it, as the sign up for the program filled up right away. And I'd like to just add to that is that on that sign up, you find a lot of senior citizens, just like myself. And we're very thankful to have more programs here at the park for senior citizens. And pickleball happens to be one that's special to us because it allows us to play with people of all ages and all abilities. And even more importantly than that, it allows families to come together and play together. So it allows us to play with our grandchildren, our children, nieces and nephews, etc. And that's the way I see a park, is a place for family activities. So I'd like to thank you, and we look forward to the program becoming permanent. So thank you.
Thank you.
I just want to reiterate what Polly just said. We just are very grateful to have the opportunity to bring pickleball back into the Pacific Palisades area. And we're very grateful to the staff of this center. And that's it. Thank you.
Thank you.
My name is Randy Young. I've been a part of park battles and things like that for 50 years in this town. The Palisades is very proud of its parks and very defends them assiduously. But I'm here to thank you, not to berate you, which just feels so good. And you know, what your commission has done, what parks have done for this town, is just remarkable. And I've worked all my life with Rustic Canyon Park, Potrero Park, this building we're in. And these accomplishments could not be done with your support. And I just want to thank you very much. I want to thank you in particular. There's a wonderful park director by the name of Paige Barnes, who's been a gem. And so I just wanted to thank you and keep up the good work.
Thank you. I'm going to bring up the next three, Gail Worth, John Given, and David Cart.
It's a little bit of a surprise, but okay. I'm a part of Resilient Palisades, and most specifically, I'm part of the Clean Air and Water team. And we are, as a campaign, very much up in arms and anti-gas leaf blowers. So we would encourage all parks and recs in Los Angeles, if they haven't already converted, to using electric or the ever popular rakes and brooms, which that's what I allow at my house. But anyway, that's pretty much my point, is to get rid of gas powered equipment in our parks. They blow up dust. They blow up dog feces, etc. They're a very toxic implement that somehow got into our gardeners' systems and all our maintenance problems. So it is my encouragement to please convert all parks equipment to electric. Thank you.
Thank you.
Haven't we? Matt? Haven't we already done that?
Not completely, no.
But we're on track to phase them out?
Yeah, yes. We'd be happy to provide more information.
Good morning, commissioners. I'm John Given. I represent the Rancho Park Golf Clubs, the Women's Club, Senior Club, and the Rancho Club. I'm also serve as the GAC, the Golf Advisory Committee representative of Rancho. A number of us are here today, including members from the surrounding neighborhood council, who are very, very concerned, and we want to bring to the highest level of attention the city the condition of the Rancho Park Clubhouse, now vacant for almost 5 years, and the conditions of the site as it now sits, which is a mess. We believe that this is stuck in a very difficult problem at a level within the concessions group that needs to be elevated to a high level of decision making in order to solve this transactional problem. Either the operator is performing and needs the highest level of assistance from the city to create a structure under which the operator can get financing to complete the project, or something needs to change. We will be speaking at the concessions task force as well, but we wanted to bring this to the attention of the full commission and appreciate your consideration. Thank you.
Thank you.
Feel this is a family affair. That was my wife's cousin, and her other cousin Polly spoke about pickleball. In any event, welcome and thank you for coming to Pacific Palisades. I know we're a long way out at the far west end of the city, but we have a very active community here who loves this park and Rustic Canyon. I'm David Card. I'm a former chair of the Palisades Community Council. I'm here representing the Park Advisory Board that I'm also on. I am a landscape designer, and I'm president of the Palisades Forestry Committee, which plants trees in public spaces, including some trees here in this park. Please walk around and see our ancient 1950s original bathrooms in the original gym, not ADA compliant at all. We are working hard with the city to try and upgrade that to something that is ADA compliant, as well as the playground. Kitty area is definitely not ADA compliant. And there is work being done to get that done. We're working with our CD11, Tracy Park, to get money for that. In any event, please walk around. The new park is right here past the tennis courts. You can walk out this door, go down the ramp, go through the gate. You won't see much until you walk down about 30, 50 yards. And you can do it in heels because it's on concrete for the first 30, 50 yards. And you can see all the way down, almost all the way down. This is a 1 mile long park that's been in the works, $40+ million spent by LA taxpayers to fill it after the hills, after the houses fell in, and then to grade it, and then to make it a park. So we thank you for that. It's not something we asked for. We didn't ask for homes to slide down, but I just want to thank you for that. You'll notice that.
Thank you for your time. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I'm going to bring up the next three constituents, Janice Crystal, Terry Tippett, and Jay Jacoby.
I'm Janice Crystal. I'm part of Resilient Palisades, also on the clean air and water team. We have been working tirelessly for the past 3 years to get rid of the gas blowers all over our community. So it was very disheartening to see the park using them, because that's not illegal. It's illegal within, as you know, 500 feet of a residence. We have worked with the CORE program, where we have actually given out to gardeners, we didn't want to penalize gardeners, free gas leaf blowers, over 50. And we want to continue that. And we, of course, know that the high schools and all of, I guess, LA City high schools have gotten rid of the gas equipment, I believe. So we want to continue this. We know it's illegal. We, you know, any input would be grateful. And thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Good morning. I am Terry Tippett. I am chair of the West Side Neighborhood Council, representing 80,000 stakeholders in the Rancho Park area and Cheviot Hills. We would like you to know, I will be speaking more on the next meeting, but for those of you who will not be here for the Commission on Concessions meeting, I wanted you to know how concerned we are about what is going on with the construction, or what is not going on with the construction of the golf clubhouse and the restaurants. We were very, very supportive of the person that took it over in 2018 when he sold it or could not do it and passed it on to Greg. We again were very supportive, offering any help we could. Now we see empty buildings that are not being built, and it has had a horrible impact on the adjacent homes and golfers in the area. This is a first-class public golf course. It has been lacking in having a clubhouse and a restaurant for years. So as I said, I will go into more details later, but I did want you to know that the West Side Neighborhood Council is taking this matter seriously, especially given the amount of complaints we hear daily from the people living and using the golf course. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, my name is Jay Jacoby. I too am with Westside Neighborhood Council and also WISM, which is the Westside Homeowners Association. I started playing at Rancho in 1964. It's a long time ago. And we're taking a stand that now this clubhouse just needs to be redone. I play a couple times a week. My wife plays three or four times a week, and every time you talk to somebody, everybody is talking about this. So we're finally going to do something about it on a pretty strict basis. And we just want you guys to know that we might need your help at the next level and would hope that we could get it from you. Thank you.
Thank you. Going to bring up the last constituent, Robert Simon.
Good morning. I'm also going to talk about Rancho Park. The Rancho Park Golf Course, which just co-hosted the PGA Professional Southern California Championship and is perhaps the busiest public golf course in the United States. I'd like to have an update on the stalled construction at the golf course. I'd also like to know why the building housing the starter's desk and the excellent cafe has been partially demolished for more than 5 years now, with no construction activity for more than a year. When can we expect construction to resume, and what is the anticipated completion date?
Thank you. Madam President, I do not have any further requests for a general public comment.
Thank you, Takesha. With that, we'll move on to public comment for board items.
I have not received any requests for board report public comments.
Okay, seeing none, we'll move into the board reports. And with my fellow commissioners' consent, I'd like to take the following items on consent. Item 24197. 24198, 24199, and 24201. Do I have a motion to take these items on consent?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Takesha, can you call for the vote, please?
Will do, Madam President. We have an motion and a second to take the following board reports on consent. 24-197, 24-198, 24-199, 24-201. Commissioner Hudson, how do you vote? Vice President Sanchez, how do you vote?
Aye.
Commissioner Tran, how do you vote?
Aye.
Commissioner Lloyd, how do you vote? President Simrell, how do you vote?
Aye.
And the motion carries.
Thank you. And with that, we'll take our first and only item on the agenda today, item 200. Meryl, so good to see you.
Good to see you as well. I'm Daryl Ford. I'm the Superintendent of Planning for Recreation and Parks. I'm here to present on Report 24200, which is in regards to South LA Wetlands Park, the termination of the agreement with Museum Associates, which is doing business, as we all know, as the Los Angeles County Museum of Art, or LACMA. This report is recommending the board approve the termination of the executed lease agreement with LACMA that was originally approved by this board back in May of 2017. To approve the proposed termination agreement that's attached to substantially in the form attached to the report, and then to authorize us to go ahead and execute that termination agreement. So just as background, the South LA Wetlands Park is a facility that was acquired by the city. It was formerly an MTA maintenance yard. And as a part of the acquisition of that facility, the city moved forward with a project to build a wetlands there, a pocket park. And also there was a building that remained there, Building 71, which is a historic building. That was at the facility, which as a part of that project was essentially put into mothball for future use. So a few years subsequent after that project was open and complete, the city entered discussions with LACMA about this proposed project, which resulted in the lease agreement that we're discussing today, which was executed again by the board in 2017. That agreement had proposed that LACMA was going to utilize the facility potentially for art storage, for community programming, essentially as a satellite of their main museum that's off Wilshire. So that was the intent behind the agreement that the city executed with LACMA for the reuse of Building 71. Soon after the agreement was completed, LACMA did their own soils, geotechnical, and structural assessment of Building 71 and determined that it would not be feasible to utilize that structure. So in recent months, the staff has followed up with LACMA to confirm that they did not intend to move forward with their project, which they provided communication to the board, which is the department to that effect, which is attached to the report here, which has brought us to this report today, which is recommending the board go ahead and approve the termination for that, the lease agreement because LACMA has not proposed to move forward with their project. That concludes our report. And I'm, of course, here if you have any questions.
Sure, I did have a question. Thank you for that. If LACMA couldn't complete the building due to the issues that you outlined, what's going to be the future state of the building?
That's an open conversation that the city's having right now. In fact, that's why the department staff reached back out to LACMA, because there's an intense interest on what is the future plan for that building. What we recognized immediately was that LACMA actually had the responsibility for the building, so we needed to make sure if they were not moving forward that they formally terminate that. But Commissioner, your question is an apt one, because that's the discussion that we're having right now about South LA Wetlands Park. So the building, again, is historic. So there are certain challenges that will go with any restoration of the building. And if some other direction is determined for that site or that location of the building, we'd have to do all the appropriate reports and assessments in order to justify that. So it's a complicated issue, just mainly because of the size and the historic nature of the building that's there.
And what's the current status of the building?
Currently the building is unoccupied. Originally when the Proposition O project was completed, the consultants had prepared what was called a mothball plan to help us identify strategies to keep the building secure and make sure that the building retained its historical integrity for whatever future phase comes forward. To be direct though, the building has suffered from a lot of break-ins and vandalism. There's been a lot of activity in and around South Lake Wetlands Park, and including to the building. It's been a very big challenge for staff to go back continuously to resecure the building, which is, again, has heightened this conversation that we wanted to have about what the future role of it is. So the building has been suffering from a lot of break-ins recently, and it's become a bit of a challenge.
Yeah, I appreciate that, and I appreciate the transparency. I also appreciate that we have a number of projects. There's a lot of work to be done in your department. But where does this fit in terms of, the level of priority? Because it's a building, it's an asset, it's the Wetlands Park, certainly in a park-starved community. So just trying to get a sense of, supportive of terminating the lease with LACMA, but really what is the plan to move this project to some level of future use, what that looks like? And what's been in the involvement of the council office?
Oh. Sure. So that's actually what I was going to answer. So the council office has been very heavily involved in conversations with the department about what the future plans are for the building and for the park itself. As the commission may be aware from communications from the public, there are been asked for various things there, including lighting there, restrooms, other facilities. So we know there's a lot of community input on there as well. So we have been involved in a lot of discussions with the council office about what the future options are. Again, just we continue to communicate, though, are the various steps. I think, Commissioner, diving at is sort of there are procedurally a couple of steps we need to take because of the historic nature of the building. To be very honest about it, it's going to require a detailed environmental assessment because of the historic nature of the building if we're going to reuse or, move on from the building. So we need to go through those steps. But there is.
Do we have resources for that?
So we have some resources for that, but what we are going, strategy that we're looking at are potentially sources like Measure A as a resource, because Measure A does give us the ability to do studies and assessments, and that might be a way where we can apply for Measure A funds, utilize them at the building to do the reports that we need to give us good guidance going forward in the future. I will also just share that we have engaged over time, over the years, with our colleagues the Bureau of Engineering for some assessments on their part as well. And they've given us a lot of good guidance and some concepts of sort of things that could happen there. But again, I think we're going to look at maybe Measure A as one potential source, because that might be an option for us to go forward and find funds for all the types of studies that we'll need to justify any actions that we take in the future.
Yeah, and no, I appreciate that. I'm curious, given the historic nature of the building, are there any state or federal grants that we can apply for historic buildings in particular that can help accelerate? Because I would assume if we had the appropriate resources, that project would move forward a little bit quicker. And Commissioner Hutton, I know that's somewhat of your area of expertise. Do you know of any state or federal historic grant programs that we might want to consider?
I mean, I think for us right now, the biggest thing coming with the climate bond is on the ballot this year, so that funding could tap into for us, right? That would probably be the best.
Yeah. I think I would encourage the staff to look at what are some of those existing and or pending climate resources, park bonds, and historic resources, because it would be good to really put some effort around getting funding so that we can accelerate solutions to, you know, this community asset.
Commissioner? Kathy Santo-Domingo, Planning, Maintenance, and Construction. I just wanted to provide some additional insight. Prior to the agreement with LACMA, we were working with Bureau of Engineering, and we were exploring at that time potential uses for the facility. I appreciate with regards to looking for funding, because that was the mode prior to the agreement moving forward. Mm-hmm. At the time when it was recommended to the board, that was the best possible solution. But there were solutions being explored by the department in partnership with Bureau of Engineering for potential uses of that site. In fact, you know, Bureau of Engineering and their architectural staff did quite a bit of outreach to the community, as well as graphics on potential. The building is about 80,000 square feet. So when you look at this, you know, this particular facility, this is one bay of that site. Yeah. It's huge. More than happy to, you know, to take a quick tour of that site if you're interested. So what we can basically do with the approval of this, knowing that we're no longer moving forward with LACMA, we can re-engage with Bureau of Engineering and revisit some of those files and some of those options. And we can certainly, you know, request our grants team to start looking for those grant opportunities to move this project forward.
Yeah, thank you for that additional context. And that was the point. It's such a large, you know, facility that it's just, it's a tremendous, the promise of that for the community and community use is just extraordinary. So I appreciate the additional context. Any other questions on this item?
I have a couple. First, has LACMA done any EIRs, other studies? I mean, obviously they came to the conclusion that they're not going to take on this financial risk for their own purposes, but I'm wondering, is there anything we can piggyback off? And then kind of part two to that, when did we start knowing that they weren't going to move forward? I think we're all going to approve this and understand the administrative step we have to take to move forward. I just wish we had a bit more to react to and understand the vision of what this is and the timeline moving forward.
At the time of approval of the report, LACMA did provide some conceptual plans on how they plan to occupy two of the bays. During that time, we provided right of entry permits for which they had their geotechnical staff, their hazardous material consultants, and also their structural engineers, you know, do some level of evaluation. So I know that they conducted some level of testing and they provided copies of those reports to us. We know that the building is a challenge. And I think with the reports coming from their consultants and their designers, they knew that that might be financially infeasible at the time. We had that conversation with them of how do they plan to move it forward. There were no responses at the time, but then we had COVID come into play as well. So at that time, the conversation ceased. So we knew that it was a challenge based on the reports from their consultants.
And it was the council office that kind of stirred this up 7 years later?
It was actually our general manager that's been staring at us, both Mike Scholl and Jimmy Kim currently. So our team has this on the back of our minds. We've been looking through it, but we knew that this particular agreement had to be revisited and unraveled, a definitive yes or no. And we finally have that response.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Well, I'm prepared to move this item forward, but I would like a report back in 3 months on some potential grant program funding, some of which has been mentioned, if we can look into that. And then also just an outline of a plan or strategy, how we're going to move this project forward. Okay. With that, I'd like to move approval for this item with those additional comments.
A move.
May I have a second?
Second.
Takesha, can you call for the vote, please?
Will do, Madam President. We have a motion and a second to approve Board Report 24-200. Vice President Sanchez, how do you vote?
Aye.
Commissioner Hutton, how do you vote?
Aye.
Commissioner Tran, how do you vote?
Aye.
Commissioner Lloyd, how do you vote?
Aye.
President Cimarron, how do you vote?
Aye.
And the motion carried.
Thank you. Takesha, do we have any neighborhood council comments?
I did not receive any such requests at this time, Madam President.
Thank you. Each chairperson of the task force, do we have any verbal reports? No. Any comments from the commissioners on future agenda items within the board's jurisdiction? I have a couple. Can we have a report back on the progress of moving gas leaf blowers to electric leaf blowers? I know you mentioned in response to Commissioner Lloyd's question that we have done some. So if you can just give us an update of where we are on that, and then where will we be converted? I do know that the commission task force is happening after this meeting to talk about Rancho Park, but if we can have a report back on the status and the plan for moving that project forward. And I think that was it from me. Anything else? Okay, hearing none. The next meeting is scheduled for Thursday, October 3rd, 2024 at 9 a.m. And we'll be at the Baldwin Hills Recreation Center at 5401 Highlight Place in Los Angeles, 90016. With that, this meeting is now adjourned. Thank you all for the kindness that you've shown us in Pacific Palisade. Have a good day.